who is a mom raising two sons, ages 9 and 11, both with autism, who shared her own personal story. And now we're going to turn to Janice, and Janice also will be sharing her own personal story. She is a survivor of 9/11, and I think this is timely given yesterday was 9/11, that marked 11 years. And so I'm actually going to let her share a story with you about her experience.
Okay, I'm reading excerpts from my story. It's called One Story Among Thousands, The Last Day. I arrive at work early today. Not everyone is here yet. As usual, I get some strong aromatic coffee from the cafeteria. I proceed up to my cubicle and then savor the coffee while reviewing my work. There is a loud noise coming from outside. It's like a whistling sound that keeps getting louder as the pitch gets lower. The sound is quite familiar. Living in Queens, between two airports, I hear this often at home. It's the sound of an airplane coming in to land. But I'm not at home now. I am at work. It is 8:45 a.m. on Tuesday, September 11, 2001. I'm on the 68th floor of 2 World Trade Center, the South Tower. The familiar noise ends abruptly with a loud, reverberating boom. I get up and go to the windows, and I look out and down, but I don't see the crash. Fred, Sylvia, and Jim come to the windows, too, and they look out and down. There are papers floating in the air. Curious about the source of the papers, I look up and to the left, and then I see it. Almost speechless, I point to the crash site high in the North Tower. All I can say is, look. I hear a gasp followed by a stunned silence, then subdued conversation. There is a large jagged hole in the North Tower, and there is fire and smoke. What a horrible accident. It's still early. I hope no one was there yet on the floors where the plane hit. Suddenly, the fire rages. In a fleeting moment, the rage in the fire seems even more horrifying than the fire itself. I'm convinced that the area affected by it is huge and that we are too close to it. Words spill out of my mouth. We should evacuate. Fred asks, why? I remember getting the same disturbing feeling of doom two other times in my life, but I don't talk about that. Instead, I try to think of a reasonable explanation for this overpowering urge to leave. I recount how the 1993 bombing caused a dangerous smoke condition in our stairwells, even though the explosion was in a different building. If the ventilation system is shared between the buildings, we might be in danger here also. Now Kathy, one of the managers, comes to the windows and she asks what happened. We inform her of the plane crash and direct her attention to the North Tower. When she sees the crash site, she gasps loudly and then, without hesitation, she tells us to get out of the building. So Fred and I begin our fire drill routine. The stairwell. People are coming down the stairs from higher floors. I'm glad that other groups have decided to leave also, especially since I have not yet heard a building-wide announcement to do so. I walk down a flight of stairs, make a U-turn on a small landing area, and then walk down another flight to the next landing. On every second landing, there is a door marked with the floor number, 67, 66, 65. I feel a sense of relief now that we are on our way out. As I continue walking down the stairs, it occurs to me that I now have a wireless telephone. I try to call 911, but the line is busy. They must know about the plane crash by now. More people merge into the stairwell from other floors, but it is not overly crowded, so we are moving quickly. The Sky Lobby. The stairwell ends, and I follow the other people through a door into the 44th floor Sky Lobby. There is another door nearby, leading to the continuation of the stairwell, but people are moving into the lobby instead. I see a security guard. I'm sure he will tell us what to do. On the north wall, there are two large monitors showing different television broadcasts about the same news event, the plane crash in the North Tower. I can't see the actual crash site now because there are no windows here, so I watch the news instead. People continue to stream in from the stairwell, and they gather around the monitors. This area is getting too crowded now, so the guard tells us to move toward the middle of the lobby. The crowd complies. The 44th floor is the transfer point between the express elevators, which come directly from the ground level, and the local elevators, which service the floors up through 74. There's also an escalator going down to the 43rd floor cafeteria. The main part of the lobby is a wide corridor which spans almost the entire length of the building from north to south. As I move south, the express elevators are on my left, and the local elevator banks are off to the right. People are coming into the lobby from multiple directions. As I approach the middle, it becomes so crowded that there is nowhere else to go. So I stop and wait for further instructions. Finally, there is an announcement. Using a megaphone to be heard above the crowd, the guard informs us that the South Tower is secure and we can return to our offices. I can't believe they are sending us back already. Did we overreact? The noise level increases as most of the people in the crowd move enthusiastically toward their local elevators to go to their offices. There are some people, however, who hesitate. A few of them are having a discussion with the guard. Now the guard lifts the megaphone again. He repeats the original announcement, but he also gives us an option. We can go back to our offices, or we can continue down and leave the building if we're more comfortable with that. All right, I have a choice. I'm reluctant to get in an elevator in dangerous situations, so I will either take the stairs back up to 68, or I'll walk down another 43 floors. Boom, boom, the building shakes and people scream. I look toward the sound. A terrifying shockwave is rushing toward me. I try to move away from it, but there's no room. People are yelling, "Don't push, don't push." Now the noise level drops dramatically and the pushing stops. Whatever that was has settled. It looked like a blast of some kind of dust surging into the crowd with great force. It came from the southern end of the floor, possibly near the escalator to the cafeteria. Was there a gas explosion in the kitchen? With everyone pushed together more closely now, I can't see much beyond the tall people who are directly behind me. I hope no one is injured back there. For the most part, the screams sounded like those of fear rather than pain. People are heading back to the stairwells now. Everyone on this floor seems to be in agreement. We're getting out of here.
You know, we're going to hear more from Janice when we come back, so stay tuned for the rest of her personal story. She is a survivor of 9/11, and I'm so glad, Janice, you're here to share with us today.
Thank you.